Father, in the name of Jesus, I give you praise and I give you glory. Thank you, Lord, for everyone that is here today, for an opportunity for us to fellowship together. We give you, Lord, the praise and give you, Lord, the glory. I thank you, Lord, as always, we declare that the entrance of your word brings light and it gives understanding to the simple. Even so, let it be, and let there be an encouragement to everyone today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Today, I want to speak for just a little bit on power for the faint and strength for the weak. Power for the faint and strength for the weak. Well, there are many reasons why we may feel faint or feel weak. Whatever the reasons are, let's get some encouragement from the Lord today, some booster of faith and strength from the Lord. Isaiah chapter 45, you know, from verse 25 says, "To whom will you liken me, or shall I be equal?" said the Holy One. "Lift up your eyes on high and behold, who hath created these things?" That's a question that the Lord asked. You know, let us lift up our eyes and see who has created these things. "That bringeth out their hosts by number. He calleth them all by their names, even by the greatness of his might. For that he is strong in power, not one faileth." And then he goes on to say, "Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel? My way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God." It's like, well, maybe God has forgotten me. Well, hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, he fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint. To the faint and to them that have no might, he increases strength. So that's where our title comes from today. Power for the faint, strength for the weak. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Praise the Lord. So the Lord gives power to the faint and to those whose might or strength is fading away. He not only gives, but he increases their strength. Listen to how he says it. He said, "Power to the faint and to them that have no might, he increases strength." So not only will the Lord give you strength when you are weak, you can actually increase that strength. That's what he says. 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 9, the Lord said to Paul, "My grace is sufficient for thee, and my strength is made perfect in weakness." So let's read it this way. "My grace is sufficient for thee, and my strength in your life is made perfect in your weakness." That's a good way of reading that. So the Lord encourages us that, look, there may be times when we feel faint or weary, but the Lord gives strength, he gives grace, increaseth even strength, and makes perfect, you know, his strength for us even in our weakness. Proverbs 24 and verse 10 says, you know, there may be reasons why we faint, such as adversity. It says, well, if you faint in the day of adversity, well, it shows that your strength is little, or it could be because your strength is little. Either way, either because your strength is little, that's why you faint, or the fact that you faint in the face of adversity indicates that your strength is little. Either way, we need strengthening and encouragement from the Lord. There are times when you feel like we don't even have it all together. I mean, you feel all alone. You feel like you're going through, you know, so many things. Let's read how the psalmist says it and puts it together in Psalm 102. You know, and just try to enter into his mind and see how he writes these things the way he wrote it. Psalm 102, verse 3. My days, he said, are consumed like smoke, and my bones are burned as an herb. My heart is smitten and withered like grass, so that I forget to even eat my bread. I mean, this man got so distressed, he lost his appetite. He wasn't even, I mean, food was the last thing on his mind. By reason of the voice of my groaning, my bones cleave to my skin. I am like a pelican of the wilderness. I'm like an owl in the desert. I watch and I'm as a sparrow alone upon the housetop. I mean, feels dejected, perhaps even rejected, all alone, you know, and it's like, wow, you know, where is the Lord my God? Basically, he said, even my enemies reproach me all the day, and they that are mad against me are sworn against me. For I have eaten ashes like bread. I mean, they used to pour ashes upon their head, wear sackcloth, and bury their head and all of that when things are not going right. He said, I've mingled my drink with weeping because of thy indignation and thy wrath. You know, for thou hast lifted me up and cast me down. So it's like he had ups and downs in his life. Sometimes he's up, sometimes he's down, and maybe even more down than up. You know, he says, my days are like a shadow that declineth. I am withered like grass. I mean, he feels like there is no strength left in him. Well, this is the time to look to the Lord when you feel all like that. But thou, O Lord, shall endure forever, and thy remembrance unto all generations. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. So we see that, I mean, you're not all alone in feeling all alone. You know, psalmist felt this way as well. A lot of people felt Elijah one time. He felt that all alone. He said, I am alone of all thy people. They have killed all thy prophets. And I'm led alone by myself. You know, and now they seek my life to kill it, to kill me, to destroy my life. You know, and he felt all alone, you know, and frustration, discouragement, sometimes even depression begins to set in when people are like that. You know, even this man, great man of God, Elijah, he was depressed. He said, well, I'm not better than my fathers. My life is worth nothing. And he wished to die. You know, because of all, you know, I mean, great exploits is just finished. I mean, you can just see how someone can just go, you know, from being up to being down in a matter of days or moments. This guy was on top. He just had a contest, a duel, fought it out, things out with all the prophets of the grove and prophets of Baal, 850 altogether. You know, and said, let the God that answered by fire, let him be God. He mocked them and everything. And he got the victory over them all. And yet when Jezebel decided to chase him, he despaired even of life. I mean, with all that power, you know, with all that he had going for him, he felt depressed. Now, nobody is immune to this feeling. It can come. Because that's where, you know, that's why we have this soul thing. You know, there is a spirit man that's also, I mean, usually spirit man is right there with the Lord, but the soul got all that emotion and stuff up and down sometimes, you know, and, you know, if it gets really bad, people can get into a really bad shape. You know, a little bit of this and a little bit of that is okay. God put those things out there. You know, sometimes you feel sad, sometimes you feel joyful, sometimes you feel sorrowful, sometimes you feel a little angry, sometimes you feel a little moody, this and this. I mean, God put all those things there. And in measure, it all comes out right. But if we let that thing get out of hand, you know, then we really need to cry out to the Lord. In cases where discouragement has gotten out of hand, people get depressed, you know, and they feel that the Lord has forsaken them, you know, but the Lord said, you know, can a sucking mother, I mean, the mother that's a nursing mother that's giving suck to her child, can she forget the child of her bosom? And Lord said, well, there's a chance she may forget. But even if she forgets, I will never forsake. I mean, hopeless too. But there's always hope, no matter how bad things look. In the book of Job, chapter 14, verses 7 through 9, he said, look, there is hope of a tree that even when it's cut down, you know, sometimes you're down and looks like things are not looking up. Well, when it's cut down, that it will sprout again. And that the tender branch thereof will not cease. And though the root thereof wax old in the earth, and the stalk thereof die in the ground, say yet through the scent of water, it will bud, and it will bring forth boughs like a plant. You know, so there's always hope still when we are in the Lord. Isaiah 41 verse 10 says, the Lord said he will strengthen you. You know, the Lord promised that. He said, behold, I will hold your hand. I will strengthen you. I will uphold you, the right hand of my righteousness. I'm going to help you. You know, so let's not be discouraged. The Lord, your strength, the Lord, your help, the Lord, your stone of help even, he will come through and he will help you. And it's a good thing for you to know the secret of why the Lord will help you. And the confidence that you can get to bounce back from this feeling of helplessness or all alone and loneliness and all of that. Psalm 18, let me just read the first three verses or so. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. See, he knew the Lord was his strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. My God, my strength in whom I would trust. He's my buckler. It's the horn of my salvation, even my high tower. I will call upon the Lord. Now, that's the secret. You know, you call upon the Lord when you are up. You call upon the Lord when you are down. You know, you call upon the name of the Lord, and he will hear you. I'll call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved, even from my enemies. Praise the Lord. I don't know why my app is showing that I'm on the phone. I'm not. I'm talking to you guys right here. You know, but so ignore that. Not sure what's happening. But I think it was because a call tried to come in and I ignored it. But still showing as though I was on the phone, but I'm not. I'm right here with you guys. So the sorrows of hell compassed me about, he said. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord. See, and again, that's the secret. And I cried unto my God, and he heard my voice out of his temple. Praise the Lord. you know, and then the Lord began to do great things for him. The Lord shook the earth and different things. And the Lord answered him because he trusted in the Lord. Praise God. Psalm 27 verses 1 to 3 says, look, no matter what's going on around me, I will trust in the Lord because the Lord is my light. The light of my life is my salvation, etc. And I will not be afraid, not of what somebody can do, not of what situations can bring. You know, I mean, as long as we are in this world, we're going to face all kinds of things. Jesus said it himself. Be of good cheer. I've overcome the world for you. Nevertheless, you will go through many things, he said. You know, in the world, you should have tribulation. You're going to go through a lot of challenges, ups and downs. Sometimes you feel like you may be all alone. But remember, the Lord will give power to the faint. He'll give strength to the weak. And he will, you know, be there for you. We never leave you nor forsake you, but you must lean upon the Lord and not lean on your own understanding. The Lord is the strength of my life. You know, of whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is the light, my light on my salvation. What shall I fear? And so forth. You know, he said, even, look, doesn't matter who comes up against me or what comes up against me. I've got the confidence, you know, even in the thing. And I will have the last laugh eventually. But they will stumble and fall. Even my enemies, when they came up against me to eat up my flesh, he said, they stumbled and fell. Praise the Lord. And then again, you know, even if a host should encamp against me, he said, my heart should not fear. War rise up against me, all these things. In this will I be confident. Now, can you gain confidence from the assurances that the Lord is giving us from day to day? And even today, in this little exhortation here, that the Lord will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Praise the Lord. In the book of Psalm 28, we read the following. He says, the Lord is my strength and my shield. Verse 7. Psalm 28 and verse 7. The Lord is my strength, my shield. My heart trusted in him and I am helped. See, this is the secret. This man knew how to trust in the Lord, and help always comes from the Lord when you put your trust in him. He said, therefore, my heart greatly rejoiced and with my song will I praise him. The Lord is their strength and is the savings, even strength of his anointing. You see how many times the scripture says the Lord will give you strength or he will be your strength. You know, so God will give strength even to the weak. Praise the Lord. He's the saving strength of his people. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Psalm 46, verses 1 to 3, we read that even sometimes, you know, upheavals, cataclysmic upheavals, all hell breaking loose around you. Well, you know, your heart should not fear. God is our refuge and strength, he says. A very present help in trouble. Though, you know, he said, therefore will we not fear, though the earth be removed, the mountains carried into the midst of the sea. I mean, all hell breaking loose, basically. Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Well, nevertheless, there is a river, you know, that brings gladness, strength to the people of God. Hallelujah. You know, so let's be encouraged that the Lord is always with us. Praise the Lord. Now, hear ye the word of the Lord today for your situation. Praise the Lord. I'm going to read to you something from Isaiah chapter 35. And I'm going to read a few verses. Strengthen ye the weak hands, he says. Isaiah 35 and verse 3. Confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong. Or say to them that are weak, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Fear not, for behold, your God will come with vengeance. Even God with a recompense. He will come and he will save you. Praise the Lord. A few more promises in Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 1. Remember, I just want to give a short exhortation today because I haven't quite figured out my setup here yet, but, you know, it's all good. Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 1. The Lord promised. There are many promises throughout the Bible given to us to strengthen us in different times. You know, here's another one that says, comfort ye, my people, said your God. Speak ye, you know. The Lord said, I should speak comfortably to you, you know. Speak comfortably to your, to the children of the Lord, that their warfare is accomplished. You know, iniquity is pardoned, and the Lord is going to give you a double blessing. Some of you might have received a double handout of trials and difficulties and challenges. Some people say, well, life dealt you, you know, a wicked hand or whatever. But the Lord says times of refreshing coming from the presence of the Lord to give you grace, to give you strength. In Jesus' name, comfort ye, my people. Praise the Lord. Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return to Mount Zion, come with singing. Well, they shall obtain gladness and joy. Isaiah 35 verse 10 and also Isaiah 51:11. Obtaining gladness and joy even to replace the sadness, the sorrow, the feeling of loneliness and weakness. You can trade all of that for God's strength. Praise the Lord. Let the weak say, I am strong. When you are weak, well, say that I am strong. Yeah. You know, because that's what the Bible says, Joel chapter 3 and verse 10. Well, let the weak say, I am strong. And let the sick say, I am healed. Let the poor say, I am rich. Hallelujah. You know, and strengthen yourself. Encourage yourself. There are many times that David, you know, he was depressed. He was saddened. Story in Ziklag in 1 Samuel chapter 30. All the people even, you know, spoke of stoning him. Because they said, well, it was because of you that we are in this situation. We followed you to a war that did not concern us. And now all our wives and children are taken. Our city is burnt. So they wanted to stone him. And David was distressed before the Lord greatly. But in his distress, he cried out unto the Lord. Hallelujah. He always had that one thing going for him. He knew who to turn to. You know, when things are going really bad, you call upon the name of the Lord. You know, and that's it. So we should not lean on our understanding either, but always calling upon the name of the Lord. And the Lord has a way, more ways than one, a lot of ways that he can tell you how, I mean, give you strength and encouragement. No matter what you are going through, he will be right there with you. Sometimes might even send the angel of the Lord to be with you, you know, so that to strengthen you and so forth. Paul was facing a shipwreck one time. And the angel of the Lord, he said, well, the angel of the Lord stood by me tonight, you know, in Acts chapter 27. And strengthened him and told him not to be afraid that no lives were going to be lost. But he strengthened him, you know. And there was a time that Jesus himself was praying. And the angel of the Lord strengthened him. Praise the Lord. So God will strengthen you. He will be your strength even in time of weakness. He will also be, you know, he'll give you power when you feel faint, when you feel weary. And when you feel like a pelican in the desert, like an owl in the wilderness, like a sparrow upon the housetops, and you feel all alone. You know, when your life feels withered like the grass, well, that's the time to praise the Lord. Getting into the cloud of praising the Lord and repeating his word and knowing confidently that he's right there with you. Isaiah said it this way. He said, no matter what you are going through, sometimes through the fire, sometimes through the water, through the rivers, through whatever. He said, but they will not overwhelm you. The fire will not kindle upon you. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. Isaiah 43 and verse 2. Praise the Lord. So I want us to be encouraged today. I just wanted to give a quick short exhortation today. I'm hoping in the days ahead we'll be better situated. Still trying to set up all my gizmos here. You know, so, but I thought, you know, I'd come in here today and just share a little word with you guys, encouragement. You know, and, you know, sometimes I listen in to people and, you know, I know that there's people are always going through a lot. Someone was speaking yesterday and said, you know, they were going through a lot and they just felt heavy and different things. And I'm like, oh my goodness. I mean, what else can I do, you know, to help God's people come out every day, give a word here, give a word there and so forth like that. But yet, you know, sometimes people feel beat down, you know, and you can tell it from when they speak. I'm like, well, what else can I do here? So, you know, I was thinking about it, you know, and God said, well, let's give a little word of encouragement. Praise the Lord. So here it is, a word of encouragement. You know, God will give you power when you feel weak. You know, when you actually feel insufficient, well, that's when the scripture says our sufficiency is of the Lord. You know, so even, you know, the whatever it is that we're going through, the situation may be, you know, very distressing. You know, maybe you've been praying about something for a while and it just seems like, well, it's not forthcoming and so forth. The devil also has a way. And he knows how to gloat and do different things. But, you should have a posture of confidence from the Lord that the Lord will be there for you. He will strengthen you and he will give you grace. Praise the Lord. Well, ladies and gentlemen, men and brethren, that's it. A very, very short and brief exhortation today. But I want to pray for grace and for strength for everyone that feels weary at times, you know, just weary. I mean, you've done a lot, but, you know, it's just not quite there. And it just seems like sometimes you don't have it all together. So I pray, Lord, for your people today. In the name of Jesus, strength where they've been weakened. Glory to God. I pray for power to those that feel faint. And the power of the Lord to bring refreshing times to your people, Lord. Let there be a sense of encouragement arising not only among the people, but also wherever we are in our individual walks of life, that there will be encouragement. The Bible says in the book of Job that when people are cast down, well, you will have a word that says there is a lifting up and there shall be a lifting up. And so my word today, or the word of the Lord today in my mouth unto you that may be cast down or feel this or that, well, remember, the Lord will give power. In the moments of weakness, the Lord will increase your strength, even when you are weary and faint and all of that. The Lord has a way to bring the sunshine out of those cloudy days. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When men are cast down, he says in the book of Job, chapter 22 and verse 29. But then thou shalt say, well, there is a lifting up and a joy. So I pray that I be a lifting up, that I be joy and rejoicing in your heart today. The Lord will strengthen you. And you stay right there with the word of God no matter what. Stay right there with the word of God. And he will strengthen thy heart. Yea, he will strengthen thy heart. Thank you, Father. Cause your face, Lord, to shine upon your children, wherever they are, whatever they are going through. We know they have received the victory already. They are more than conquerors already. Blessed be thy name, Lord. Give you, Lord, the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen.